In the county Tyrone, in the town of Dungannon, there was a man-eater looking at myself on a hunting. Bob Williamson lived there, a weaver betrayed, and all of us taught him a stout orange blade. On the 12th of July, as the yearly did come, Bob played on his old flute to the sound of the drum. You can talk in your harp, your piano or lute, but nothing compared with the old orange flute. Sure, 6 miles from Bangor to Donegadee. But Bob the deceiver, sure he took us all in, and he married a papist called Bridget McGinn. Turned papist himself and forsook the old cause that gave us our freedom, religion and laws. Now the boys of the place made some comment upon it, and Bob had to fly to the province of Connacht. Well, he fled with his wife and his fixings to boot, and along with the latter, his old orange flute. Sure, it's 6 miles from Bangor to Donegadee. At a chapel on Sundays to atone for past deeds, he said pathos and office, and he counted his beads. Till after some time, at the priest's own desire, Bob went with his old flute to play in the choir. Well, he went with his old flute to play in the mass, but the instrument shivered inside all off. And blow as he would, though it made a great noise, for the flute would play only the Protestant boys. Tilly, sure, it's 6 miles from Bangor to Donegadee. At a council of priests that was held the next day, they decided to banish the old flute away. They couldn't knock heresy out of its head, so they bought Bob a new one to play in its stead. Now the old flute was doomed, and its fate was metallic, was fastened and burdened at the stake as a relic. As the flame roared around, it sure they heard a queer noise, but the old flute still playing the Protestant boys. Do-do-do, sure it's 6 miles from Bangor to Johnny.